It's important for us to understand how propaganda works. The power of a single word. For folks who have either ventured into or read Waking Up, the book that I wrote, right near the beginning, I mentioned the fact that it was a single word, or rather a short sentence, that brought to me the writings of this amazing writer, essayist. I don't know him as a poet. He's known as a poet, though. Mark Doty, he wrote this sentence, Memory. It was in a review of his book, Dog Years, that I read. I happened to read, and it said, Memory. Memory is too light a word, too evanescent. And it sent me into this whirlpool of thoughts from the past, which is what he meant by it. Memory does sound too light, too evanescent. So what I'm trying to get at is that single word connotes, unloads this, has this big impact, a major impact. Power knows that, the power of a single word. As an example, recently my son and I had a conversation about the Hunger Games films. When I called them propaganda, his response was that the people fight back in it, they revolt. But the storyline is not where the most insidious propaganda resides. Insidious propaganda works by planting notions beneath our notice, beneath our conscious awareness, repeated until it sets. And with Hunger Games, that repeated notion would be districts, a world organized in districts to get us thinking in terms of them as the way the world should be structured. Because to move in immensity, we the people, requires a gradual exposure, reinserted consistently to the idea being promoted. Power relies on frequent repetition of propaganda plants to guide us to the future they plan. And the idea planted subconsciously by this slingshot piece is the notion that chaos will come inevitably. And think of what that word connotes. So his message, hope for the best, stay the course, don't panic, is disingenuous. The opposite overt message from the intended covert effect, fear and resignation. As collapse is inevitable, he tells us, and as the other slingshot piece that we looked at last week by Finn showed, to continue to do what can never result in human freedom doesn't feel good. Our body sees the inauthenticity, and we long for honesty in all things. If we trust what our body says, trust its logic, it will guide us to what we need to do. Move forward the strategy that will result in all humans getting free.